This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
The clunk of fun, Selby Williams, Summit Dion Marang, Derry Falay. It's 16 past 8 on this wondrous Wednesday. Now, as we're heading into this new year, we really have got our heads around what are some of the goals, some of our aspirations, the things we want to achieve. And one of the things that we touch on is our health, for sure. But when it comes to our health, we always say, like, ooh, maybe we want to lose a little bit of weight. Ooh, I want to, I don't know, run 5Ks, 10Ks, a half marathon. You know, ooh, I just want to get a little bit stronger. Ooh, so these are kind of our ideas when it comes to our health and our wellness. And I wonder who woke up at the beginning of 2026 and said, you know what? This year, I want to make sure I know my numbers. I want to make sure that when it comes to my health, that I'm not going to be setting myself up for the likelihood of something like diabetes or high blood pressure or something like that. I don't think we even whittled down to such specifics when it came to our health. But if it's occurred to me over the last few days, as I've been reading and thinking about this, I think it's really, really important that we actually know our numbers. And it's a pleasure that I get to welcome Dr. Marley Conradi-Smit, who's the head of endocrinology at Stellenbosch University and the Tygerberg Academic Hospital. Dr. Conradi-Smit, good morning. Good having you with us.
Good morning, Brad. Thank you very much for having me, and good morning to the listeners as well.
Yeah, when we check out the statistics and we find out that we have this massive rate of diabetes in South Africa that is the worst in the world, and it probably, and I look forward to hearing from you yourself, I don't know what the numbers look like compared to the rest of the world, but it would seem that we have ourselves a diabetes problem in South Africa.
Yes, indeed we do. So at the moment, it's estimated that there are around 4 million people in South Africa that are living with diabetes. Mm. It's definitely the highest prevalence in Africa. And you know what the biggest problem is that many South Africans remain undiagnosed. They don't know they have diabetes, wow, which is what this is all about and why we have the campaign called Own Your Numbers. In order for people to wake up and think, maybe I have diabetes, I should have it checked out.
So let's ask that question. I mean, if people are undiagnosed, they're experiencing symptoms, are they just brushing it under the carpet? Are they not going to seek medical help? How come there are so many undiagnosed?
The problem is, firstly, that many of them are not experiencing symptoms. Ah. So if you look at the most prevalent type of diabetes, type 2 diabetes, which is usually associated with lifestyle, many people are completely asymptomatic. Mm. And the problem is that many times people present with a complication. So the first time you realize you have diabetes is maybe when you present with a heart attack or a stroke. And that is where the problem comes in. So we would like to have people take ownership of their health and find out that they have the condition long before the complications happen. Symptoms of diabetes that you may present with is chronic headaches, tiredness, infections, wounds that won't heal, a little bit of blurry vision because of the swelling of the lens in the eye, etc. Mm. But that's not always the case. The best thing is to have it checked out.
Yeah. Should we be doing, you know, we have our yearly physical just to go and get a once over if we can, just to make sure we nip these things in the bud? Because, and we know the old saying, prevention is better than cure. But from what you've just said, I'm getting a feeling if we know where we're at, and rather be caught before you left with a life altering situation.
Absolutely. We should have it checked out as part of our yearly checkup. And if you are lucky enough to have access to care, to have a yearly checkout, ask the doctor or the healthcare provider to please check your sugars as well. Mm. The problem in South Africa is, of course, many a times access to healthcare. But I mean, checking whether you have diabetes or not, it's not a specialist investigation. You don't need to see an endocrinologist to find out if you have diabetes. Yeah. A nurse at the clinic, or even at various other places like your workplace where there is some access to healthcare, anyone there could be able to check your numbers and make sure that you don't have diabetes. We do have diabetes in order for us to address the problem.
Exactly right. Do people not go and get tested for fear of the stigma attached to being a diabetic? Is there a stigma around being diabetic?
There always has been, unfortunately, and there still is. So firstly, we try and alleviate that by saying, just like other chronic diseases, it is a d disease that can be managed in various ways. It does not mean that if you have diabetes, you are committed to insulin injections immediately and for the rest of your life. That is a myth that is unfortunately still preventing people from going to find out whether they have it or not, because they immediately assume they're going to go on to insulin injections immediately and remain on that for life. That usually is the case in the rarer form of diabetes, or the less common form of diabetes, which is type 1 diabetes. In that, there is a destruction of the cells in the pancreas, and yes, those patients require insulin for life. But that is not the case in more than 80% of people. We can quite happily address the problem with lifestyle changes, which is very important, diet and exercise alterations, as well as medication, which does not necessarily equate to insulin. So the stigma is still there, but like with any other chronic disease, we had to address the stigma. For example, with HIV, we had to address the stigma as well for people to get tested and get access to care.
Molly, just a question around living with type 2 diabetes. You're saying if you stick with your treatment and if you make the necessary lifestyle changes, you could see an improvement. Why is adherence to these things so low? I mean, there's an opportunity here to have a better experience of life, yet not everyone. I mean, I've got some statistics here in front of me that says only about 50% of people adhere consistently to their treatment. What's the reason for that?
Yeah, unfortunately, that is a problem that we see with all chronic diseases. The main issue is the fact that it's an asymptomatic disease. So we see a similar problem with high blood pressure. Hypertensive medication, also people don't take it, or they take the medication for a month and then, oh, but now I must be better. That is not the case. So I think there's a lot of education to be done from the healthcare provider as well to tell the patient that this is a chronic illness and we should be continuing to institute the changes. It's not like an infection that you take the antibiotic and it's done and dusted and gone. It is a chronic disease, and one has to continually check also where you are with your control. So people have to regularly access healthcare and go and check that their diabetes control is indeed as good as we want it to be. There are certain tests that we can do where you do a blood test and you get the average blood sugar. And we've got certain targets that we aim for as healthcare providers to make sure that the patient is having the best control of their disease. But you know what? It's like taking tablets every day, and people are only motivated to do that if they have, have been informed why. So, having said that, it does not mean necessarily that you are going to be on tablets. If you own your numbers, you may have a very mild form of diabetes, of which we may only intervene with lifestyle interventions. So it might just be a wake-up call to look at a few things like, which drinks do I drink? Is it very sugary? Which choices do I make in terms of carbohydrate intake, etc., etc.? It might be changes like that, and not necessarily that you have to be committed to medication, but you wouldn't know if you don't own your numbers.
Yeah, I quite like this own your number. Let's just chat about that. We'll grab an extra few minutes because I think this is important. I imagine many people listening right now, based on the statistics that you've shared, there would be a great number of people tuned in right now that would be in the situation where testing and knowing their numbers would be a great idea. That campaign of own your number, speak to us around about that. What's the purpose of knowing and owning your number?
Yes, so it's one of the pharmaceutical companies in the country that's launched that. And they've launched this Own Your Number campaign to empower South Africans with the knowledge and the control of knowing what is going on, specifically related to their sugar. So it encourages people to own their blood sugar number, to be aware of what it is, understand what it means, And then make small, sustainable steps towards healthier living. If the number means that you need to be on medication, then to get the correct healthcare access and to adhere to the medication that's being prescribed. We want to move away from, scaring people into you must check whether you've got diabetes. We do, it's not a, it's not a. We don't want to have fear-based messaging and scare people into checking it. We want to empower people to take action, own their health. With many other aspects of your health as well, but own that aspect of your health, of your sugar, and empower people to take charge. So the company has partnered with many pharmacies and medical practices across South Africa, and there are many sites where you can have free diabetes screening. So you literally rock up and you ask them to check your numbers. Furthermore, there are educational talks and patient materials like we are having at the moment. And then, so there's many ways on Facebook and Instagram and Act for Now diabetes pages, et cetera, radio interviews like we're doing at the moment, in order to empower people to take action.
Yeah, I'm on the website that is called myhealthpartner.co.za. And I think what's actually important here, Marley, is that we can talk about it as you and I are doing, but there's obviously so many more details. You're talking about carbohydrates, you're talking about numbers, like what numbers and what food. So, we would need to be together on the radio for an hour, I think, to answer all of these little nitty-gritty questions. So finding a good source of trustworthy information, like on myhealthpartner.co.za, I think would also help a lot because people are on a journey.
Absolutely. So thank you for raising that. Yes, that is a portal where people can go and look for information. You and I will probably be on this interview for 3 hours and we still wouldn't have covered all the aspects. Because if you think just about dietary interventions, just the cost of various diets. If you go into a store and you look at sugar-free options, it's expensive. And we all know that South Africans don't have cash lying around. We can't make expensive dietary changes. However, there are simple little not expensive changes that you can make in your diet that will have a huge impact on your diabetes control. So all that information you can find on the portal that you've mentioned, and I would advise people to go there. Of course, having a dietitian consult is the best way, but it costs money.
True that.
So maybe start with information that is free and accessible and may just answer all the questions you need.
And we have to call time on it now, but as Dr. Conradie Smith said, it's a big job to deal with this. I think just in the few seconds we've got left, would you agree, Marley, that listeners need to just say, of all the things of life, I have to take care of my health because I want to be here for my family and my kids and my grandkids, whatever. And I need to know my numbers and I need to take it seriously and I need to do something. They say ignorance is bliss, but I don't think in the case of diabetes and many others that that's the case at all. We need to be aware. We need to take this kind of a thing immensely seriously, right?
You hit the nail on the head. So knowing your blood sugar number is really the first step to living a healthier life. It's one of many steps, but I would suggest that it's an easy first step and can have a huge impact on your health and your long-term longevity. In addition, small changes, changes in your diet, changes in the amount of movement you adhere to every day, whether you take your medication, it's small changes that can have a massive impact on your longevity. I would advise everyone to own their numbers in 2026.
We love that. From Dr. Marley Conradie Smith, Head of Endocrinology at Stellenbosch University and Tigerberg Academic Hospital, and that portal, in case you're interested, myhealthpartner.co.za. Dr. Marley Conradie Smith, thanks so much for your time and your expertise and your enthusiasm and passion for what you do. Thanks for your time and have yourself a really special Wednesday.
Thank you very much, Brad, and goodbye to everyone.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.